From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. Art is a powerful medium, possessing the ability to impact many areas of our lives, including our health and the way we cope with illness. A concept which the Sun Valley Museum of Art is exploring in their latest exhibition, featuring the medical experiences of six artists and the role that art played in their healing. So joining us now to talk more about the exhibit are artists Heather Watkins and Catherine Shaughnessy, as well as exhibit curator Courtney Gilbert. I want to welcome all of you to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So Courtney, let me begin the conversation with you. What inspired this exhibition in particular?
You know, I actually started thinking about this exhibition before the pandemic began. And the first seed for the project was actually Heather's work. I had seen an exhibition that she had in Portland of works that she called Waiting Room, or the exhibition was titled Waiting Room, and the works were all called Recordings. And Heather can share more about those works with you, but they were textile works, embroideries that she had made while sitting in waiting rooms of one kind or another. Throughout a period of time over a few years. And they were just incredibly beautiful. And they were these amazing, for me, meditations on passing time, on being a patient, on going through a diagnostic journey and then treatment. And also as a way, for me, they seemed like a way of navigating the experience of illness. And so that was really interesting to me. And during the pandemic, I noticed so many of us were, whether we were ill or not, were using the arts as tools for kind of getting through that time and also for passing time. I met Catherine, we probably met in about 2019 or 2020, sort of before the pandemic, but I first was able to visit your studio, I think in 2021. And Catherine had also just made this incredible body of work while she was going through medical treatment. And so together, there are six artists in the show, but Heather and Catherine were really the artists who made me think this is something I want to explore more deeply, because it seems like a really interesting way for us to think about not just how artists use their practice, but how all of us can use creativity as for healing.
So Heather, let me bring you into the conversation. And as Courtney mentioned, I mean, you made this this current body of work while you were sitting in waiting room. So can you tell us a little bit about your backstory, but also, you know, how this being able to create this art and how that impacted your health journey?
Yeah. In just the backstory, in 2008, I was diagnosed with, fortunately, a benign brain tumor, but in a tricky spot at my optic nerve. And that discovery set me on a course of, you know, very immediate surgery, craniotomy, and I've had several recurrences that have involved subsequent surgeries. And in 2015, I was preparing myself for radiation, for a course of 28 days of radiation. My art practice through all those years was very studio-based, very like material and process intensive. So working with lots of liquid, like ink and soaking materials and dripping them, were a very experimental drawing practice. And as I was thinking about heading into radiation, I knew I wouldn't be able to be quite as present in the studio for a while. And I picked up some thread. I had done some work with thread before, a lot of works kind of using thread as a drawing material to stitch on paper. And I had this initial idea that I would translate some of my visual field exams, the diagnostics exams, in thread on linen. And I got started on that, and it was so tedious. I thought, I'm not going to do that. And it just departed into this very intuitive mark-making space in this, you know, like 9-inch embroidery hoop on torn linen that was, you know, I initially wasn't starting this to start a new body of work that I would exhibit. Mm-hmm. It was more like a practice, a ritual, and a space where a lot of the influences and things that are interesting to me where I could explore them and kind of distill them in color and form. So that's how it started, and it continued, and I went on to make 32 of those pieces, and eventually that's the exhibition that Courtney saw at PDX Contemporary Art. Yeah.
And they were portable, so they were things you could take with you no matter where you were.
Yeah, I had a little pouch with, you know, my kit, and you see in the exhibition that some of them, each of them is titled recording and then the month or the months when I was making them. And, you know, I wasn't precious about them. There's coffee stains, there's dust, and you can still see the impression of the embroidery hoop, which I left because I felt I liked it. I liked seeing that sort of frame around the abstract forms that I was making, stitching, but also just sort of it connects to the process in a very immediate and kind of physical way for anyone who's looking at it.
And Catherine, I understand your art also comes from a really intimate experience of dealing with illness. Can you tell us a little bit about that? But then also these pieces you created, which I understand are wood panels.
Yes. So this work started, was inspired by, you know, this experience I had as well. And it was, same thing, kind of cancer related. I had breast cancer, got diagnosed in 2020 after having missed a year because of COVID, then went in and they found it right away. And luckily they did. Thank you, St. Luke's. I've had many weird illnesses over my life that just have caught me off guard and knocked me off my feet. And this time I felt fine. I was at the top of my game and I felt really great. And so for someone to tell me I was not fine was kind of bizarre, you know? So I went into it feeling great. And I was like, well, if I got to do this, I'm going to make something good out of it. So I went and got 20 panels that I would work on every day of the 20 days of radiation. And I was bicycling. It was the spring. It was a beautiful spring. And I was like, I'm just going to bicycle down the Greenbelt to St. Luke's every day and go back to my studio as long as I can. Eventually I couldn't because I was in so much pain and it really kind of fries your energy and everything. So, but I did that as long as I could. And so I got these panels and I just decided that I was going to go in there and you have to kind of get strapped in and lay still. You can't move anything. You can move your eyeballs. And I looked around and like would just memorize images, surfaces, lights, sounds around me. And then and it was kind of a good exercise in just memory because then you can't take a picture, you can't do a drawing, you can't do anything. You just got to go there and just memorize it. So it's for an artist, as an artist, it was kind of a cool process of just training my brain to like take in what I'm seeing and then bike back to my studio and then put it down in some form as quickly as I could. And I only gave myself one day to do it. So I'd go back and I'd make these images and they were, you know, very abstract, but had references to all the things I was seeing in the radiation room. And then the one piece that was to me kind of the interesting evolution was the work I had been doing just before that was I was using a torch, like a creme brulee torch in my studio to burn wood to make a color of the black of the work that I was making before. And instead of using paint or ink or charcoal, I wanted to actually burn it. So I had that torch sitting on my table and I was like, oh, I'm getting burned. I have this torch. It's my tool instead of a paintbrush. So I'm going to use it. So a lot of the work is very dark. It's like these really deep blacks that are layered and really just there's no paint, hardly any in the pieces. They just comes from this black and then some other, I use a little gesso and plaster and a few found objects and stuff, but that were in my studio or at the time. So that's kind of what I did. And then from there, when I got out of it and, you know, I'm fine, you know, again, it's like, it was painful and all that. And I had surgery and you know, 1 in 8 women will get it. So it's like, we've got to just keep checking because it's out there. But in the time period, since I had this in 2021, many people in my lives have also had cancer and are dealing with it as I speak. And it's just, I'm like, is it more detected or is it just, it's increasing, you know, I don't know, but it's everybody from, you know, really close people in my life, my father, my mother-in-law, my cousins, one of my best friends. And so kind of as a way to honor that and think more about that, I took day 9 from my thing I call Radiant Interlude. Radiant Interlude is the name of the piece. And kind of expanded on it. And it's this piece that has to do with bunch of circles that I made that span across the canvas. In this case, it's actually plywood. And then I burned those circles, and those represent this arc of the machine going back and forth over the body. But also I used the torch again to burn the circles. So, and there's 20 circles in each one of these, and they all kind of, it does have this sort of lunar look to it as well. Like it sort of looks like the passing of time, and which is all part of what I was trying to sort of express. So that's a long way of explaining it. Sorry.
No, it's beautiful, honestly, to listen to both you and Heather. I mean, it feels so personal, right? And I know that as artists, I mean, I think your work is always personal, but this seems to go deeper in a way. And so with that said, I mean, Courtney, is that one of the reasons why you wanted to share these experiences, especially in this way?
Yeah, I mean, both of them have made work that's so intimate and vulnerable and honest. Mm-hmm. And I think really is sort of a gift to so many people who have gone through similar experiences. We've had a number of people come in who have gone through cancer treatment, who have been so deeply moved by both Heather and Catherine's work. And that's been really powerful to see. And I think, you know, those of us who haven't dealt with serious illness at, you know, at a certain point in our lives are likely to encounter it too. And then I think, you know, just coming out of the pandemic period, we're all sort of reflecting on that time in our mm-hmm. lives of isolation and feeling disconnected and maybe dealing with illness in various forms. And so I think there are so many lessons for all of us in how mm-hmm. to use some kind of creative practice as a way of passing time and getting through challenging experiences. And I also, in addition to Heather's waiting room works, we have some other work. We have two other bodies of work she's made, but one was made really coming out of the pandemic as part of a public project for Portland mm-hmm. State University. And those pieces are bigger. And Catherine's work, she made a number of works honoring, as she described, her family members who've been dealing with cancer and close friends. And those are also quite large. And it was interesting to me. There are so many parallels between both artists' bodies of work in terms mm-hmm. of use of circles and the idea of making small works about their own personal experiences that are very intimate, and then these much bigger works when reflecting on the experiences of society or of other people in their lives. And so, mm-hmm. yeah, and the other artists in the exhibition are dealing with many of the same issues too in different mediums in different ways. But I feel like there's this particular conversation between the two of them.
Absolutely. So Courtney, how much longer will the exhibit be at the museum?
Yeah, the show is up until Saturday, March 23rd. We're open Tuesday through Saturday, Tuesday through Friday from 9 to 5, and Saturdays from 11 to 4. And then this Saturday, we're hosting a conversation between Catherine and Heather that will be moderated by the author Sarah Centillis, that I'm really looking forward to. I think it's going to be a beautiful conversation. That's free and open to the public in our museum space. It starts at 4. And then at 5, once the conversation has wrapped up, we're having sort of an exhibition celebration until 6:30, which is also free and open to the public.
Well, I want to thank all three of you for your time today. I have to say, I mean, just the description of this work is so moving. So I can only imagine what it's going to feel like in person. So thank you all so much. We've been talking with exhibit curator Courtney Gilbert, along with artists Heather Watkins and Catherine Shaughnessy, about the Bodies of Work Art and Healing exhibition. It's currently at the Sun Valley Museum of Art. It will wrap up on Saturday, March 23rd. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.